for CPT course reflection, answering the question, how did my media literacy skills grow throughout this course? So going step by step, looking at everything I learned in each unit and the reflections on the inquiry questions. Unit 1's inquiry question was, how does media impact me? Unit 2's was, how do I see media impact society? And Unit 3 is, what kind of media producer am I? In the reflections, I have learned so much going unit from unit to unit. And it just grows and grows and grows, and what I learn changes each time, but the thing that I learned in advance is still there helping me. The media triangle. The questions I've chosen are M2, what codes and conventions are used in this text? That is a question I struggled with originally when being introduced to the media triangle, and I feel like that is truly how I grew my literacy skills, by these questions in this media triangle that I didn't necessarily understand and didn't quite know. That helped me grow a lot throughout this course. I also chose A2, so audience 2 is, how and why would this text appeal to this audience and not others? For this one, I had to really learn how to dig deep and dig into information and find that. And that is one of the literacy skills that I have greatly improved on throughout this course and helped me a lot with finding that information and digging a bit deeper. I also, for the last media triangle answer, I chose P3, who controls the text and the meaning. I didn't really know what that meant at first. Like, who controls it? Well, whoever the main character was. At least that's what I thought. And it can be, but it's also the producer. Like, everything behind matters way more than what happens in front. And that is truly, truly very important. For reflection on the audience, how did that grow my literacy skills? That grew them so much more than I could ever believe. Like, audience had to do with the media triangle. And using the media triangle through the manipulation assignment I had to do about finding ads that manipulated was very, very helpful, as to the fact that to make sure it's manipulating you, you've got to break down the media triangle and do things like that. And audience especially is the big one. It plays a big role in media. I'm now aware of the concept of audience after taking this course because of the countless assignments and projects and discussion posts that I do not regret doing on such topics. I learned that the audience is probably the biggest, most important part of anything. You need to appeal to your audience more than you need to appeal to, like, your friends and family. Your audience is, and that's, that is your audience, but you gotta make your ad or your video or your commercial based to your audience. You don't want it to someone, let's say it's about a truck toy. You'd want it based to young children, not adults. You want it on, like, YTV and not having it on, like, CBC or, well, CBC has kids networks, but, like, HGTV and things like that. You wouldn't want kids commercials there. And it's, the audience is key. Key, like, more than you could ever imagine. I'm just aware of media audiences so much more after this. The TAP framework. At first, I thought the TAP framework was not necessary. I didn't really see the point to it. However, once I started looking into it and using it more, like I just used it in an assignment a few days ago, I learned its importance and how helpful it actually is. Breaking it down, looking at everything is very, very important. And I believe that it's, now to me, I find it very useful, and it could be something I take away from this course, hands down, and use on other projects and assignments going through my post-secondary years. I will use this framework, like I said, in university. If I don't understand maybe a lecture, maybe not a lecture, but, you know, an article given, I will break it down into this framework and hope for the best that it helps me. And my impression for media, how that has changed and how that has made my media literacy skills grow over this course have been unbelievable. I take something out of everything I watch. I have a new perspective on media. I now see it a different way, and everything just flows. I learned so many things from the videos throughout this course, and the learning videos especially have been very key, and they do help influence your media literacy skills because you're watching it firsthand, seeing how it works, seeing how it evolves, and how important it is. For the final one, have any of them influenced your thoughts for potential career choices? They have not. However, they have opened my eyes to fields and things in my career choice that I would use, that being sports management. So the question of how did my media literacy skills grow throughout this course, they grew tremendously, more than I could have ever thought. The things I have learned, media specialties, the TAP framework, the audience, the media triangle, everything I learned through this course has now grown my media literacy skills through the roof, and they are things I will value forever and take with me to post-secondary life in the career choice, my potential career choice, and I will just have this with me. And this course has thoroughly, thoroughly developed my media skills, and I'm media skills and media literacy skills. Without this course, I wouldn't know half the things I knew about media to this day and the vocabulary that comes with media. Thank you so much. Have an amazing day.